Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing examining the life of David. And as we've seen in the previous episode, we're just doing a cursory examination of it. And what led us into this is I'm actually doing a Bible study on Monday evenings right now in the Psalms. Okay, the Psalms. And David wrote many of the Psalms, not all of them, but he wrote many of them. And so I thought it'd be useful for us to examine the life of David with anticipation, and maybe even in this format right here, this podcast, of going into the Psalms. I'm not sure if we're going to do that or not. We may do it. I'm just going to have to wait and see. If we do that, that's going to be a long endeavor. Oh, excuse me. But it's a good endeavor. Okay, good endeavor. As a matter of fact, you can teach the entirety of the Word of God from the Psalms. So it's not like you'd be limiting yourself to any particular subject matter or something like that if you did take a really slow pace through the Psalms. But anyway, that's sort of what got us into it. And so in the previous episode, we ended with the 23rd verse of 2 Samuel 17. We said this, "Now, when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his donkey and rose and went to his home, to his city, and he set his house in order and strangled himself. Thus he died and was buried in the grave of his father." You remember what happened here. He gave counsel to Absalom, and his counsel was not taken. Okay? They decided to go another way rather than his way. And so how did he respond to it? He didn't respond very well. He very meticulously and very well planned, went and set his house in order, then killed himself. Now, verse 24. "Then David came to Mahanaim." Now, David is still fleeing Absalom. As a matter of fact, David probably didn't even know that this had occurred with Ahithophel. "And Absalom crossed the Jordan, he and all the men of Israel with him." So Absalom is pursuing David. David comes to the city of Mahanaim. Absalom's pursuing him. Verse 25. "Absalom set Amasa over the army in place of Joab." Now, the next two or three verses, we're going to go through a lot of names. And it's beyond our format right here to get in the detail of these names. But let me tell you, folks, it is useful to pay some attention to it. If nothing else, for the bigger picture, I'm going to bring out the bigger picture here. But even the detail, the following through who is who and who's related to who, it really helps us have insight into what was occurring and the nuances of just life. So Joab's still with David. Absalom appoints Amasa. Then it says this, verse 25, continuing. "Now, Amasa was the son of a man whose name was Ithra, the Israelite." So Amasa's dad was Ithra. Got that? "Ithra, who went in to Abigail, the daughter of Nahash, the sister of Zeruiah, Joab's mother." Now think about that. So he, and this is how the scripture describes this repeatedly, "Ithra went in to Abigail," so he propagated Amasa through Abigail. Abigail was the daughter of Nahash. Nahash was the sister of Zeruiah, Job's mother. Joab. But remember how Joab was also related to David? Yeah. So this is all within David's family right here. First and second cousins we got happening right here. So the family is divided. Jerusalem is divided. All Israel was divided. Now, verse 26. "And Israel and Absalom camped in the land of Gilead." Verse 27. "Now, when David had come to Mahanaim, Shobi, the son of Nahash from Rabbah of the sons of Ammon, Maker, the sons of Amiel from Lodibar, and Barzillai, the Gileadite from Rogulam, brought," I'm going to stop right there in the middle of the sentence. So you have these three guys. And I told you, it's a sea of names here, right? Shobi, okay, Maker, and Barzillai. That's all you need to know. But then we're described who, where they're from, who their family line is. And some of these are really interesting. One's an Ammonite. Okay. So when they heard David was there, they brought, and listen to what they brought. Verse 28. "They brought beds, basins, pottery, wheat, barley, flour, parched grain, beans, lentils, parched seeds, honey, curds, sheep, and cheese of the herd for David and for the people who were with him to eat. For they said, "The people are hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness." You know, you see these great phrases in the story of David. This is one of that when David was fleeing out of Jerusalem, and his mighty men are with him, and his all of his courtiers, all the folks in the court, most of the people from Jerusalem, they fled with him, and they wound up being hungry and weary and thirsty. Remember when the men first started coming to David, when he was hiving in the cave of Adullam, and they were described as being discontented and in debt and in distress? Here, this would have been some of these same guys. They're hungry, they're weary, and they're thirsty. But three men were aware of this, and you saw what all they brought. It's really emphasized that this stuff was brought to eat. Now, I know they didn't bring beds and basins and pottery to eat, okay? But yeah, just the basic creature comforts of life. To have a bed, okay, to have a cup, to have a bowl, to have a fork, a spoon. They brought all this because they knew that the people were hungry, that the people were weary, that the people were thirsty. This is often how the Lord will provide. The Lord will move upon somebody. Somebody will see it. We see it particularly among believers, because the Holy Spirit empowers each and every believer with spiritual gifts and spiritual empowerments. And there's a spiritual empowerment of hospitality, okay? Of words of wisdom, words of knowledge. We talk about that a lot, of what knowing what needs to be done, but then also knowing how to do it. Okay, you have knowledge. Okay, this needs to be done. How do we go about that? Somebody else with a word of wisdom will know what and how to do that particular thing. These three guys right here, from a very distinct backgrounds, gather together, and they bring the basics of life. Let me read it again. Beds, basins, pottery, wheat, barley, flour, parched grain, beans, lentils, parched seeds, honey, curds, sheep, and cheese of the herd. And it wasn't just a basic bean and rice recipe right here. I mean, they brought them really, really good sustenance because they knew the people were hungry and weary and thirsty. Have you ever felt hungry and weary and thirsty? Have you ever felt as if you're in a wilderness? Know this, that if you seek the Lord, if you trust the Lord, He will meet your need, even as He met David's need. It may be that someone pops up and brings you something like that. It may be something that's outside what we would associate as being within the natural. It may be some other way. But God has not forsaken us. God has not abandoned us. Remember what David says. He says, "I've been young and I've been old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their children begging for bread." David was learning this lesson right now. Well, again, I'm Dale. Hey, thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.